Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is a new news episode, new news episode 13, I believe. And in this episode, I have a Java Edition snapshot, Java Edition pre-release, Java Edition joke snapshot, and two Bedrock Edition previews. So let's go ahead and start with the joke snapshot. So this is the Minecraft Poisonous Potato update. And this is obviously a joke snapshot. They've done several of these. This is just the latest one. And this is an update all about the poisonous potato, which is obviously a very useless item. So the whole point of this update is to make the poisonous potato useful. Isn't that kind of them? So the poisonous potato has its own dimension now, the poisonous potato dimension. And it has 5 potato biomes. You can get a potato peeler and a lashing potato. Poisonous potatoes, like toes, as in the things on your feet. And poisonous polytra wings, and lots of more things, the bat-tato and other mashed mobs, so this is obviously not a real thing. I mean, you can still, this is a real thing you can play, like, they actually put the effort into making this, and they also have a poisonous potato add-on, and this allows Bedrock Edition users to experience some of the things that are in the joke snapshot, as well as some extra things. Like, it looks like furniture. This update has a lot of stuff, and I'm considering doing a full, like, episode on it where I play in the joke snapshot. So I want to know what you guys think. Should I do a Poisonous Potato update episode where I just play in the Poisonous Potato update? Let me know. And, yeah, I'm not going to spend too much time on this because we got other things to get into. But, yeah, very Mojang thing to do. Hey, it's future me. This next snapshot is going to... I'm going to be reading this incorrectly. I accidentally was referring to the new requirements as 32-bit. That is what you no longer are able to play on. You're going to have to play on a 64-bit operating system. So anytime that I said you need to be on a 32-bit or you likely have a 32-bit, you likely have a 64-bit and you can no longer play on a 32-bit. Now on with the snapshot. Next up, we have Minecraft Snapshot 24W14A, and this is a very small snapshot. It just has some technical changes. The datapack version is now 38. The game now requires Java 21. The game now requires a 64-bit operating system, and they included Java distributions and the Microsoft build of OpenJDK 21.0.2. So there's a bit of technical changes, a bunch of bug fixes, and the main thing about this, the main takeaway for me, is that it is now requiring, it's now going to be 32-bit only. Which means you're going to have to be running a 32-bit device. But if you're running Windows 11, Windows 10, Windows 7, and like, if you're running a fairly recent operating system, you're probably already running 32-bit. And if you're not, your computer likely already supports it. So you should still be able to do Minecraft on your computer if you're doing a computer. Most of my listeners are on Xbox and iPhone and Android and a tablet. Like, most of them aren't on Java, but for those of you that are, you're going to need to now have a 32 or a 64-bit computer. If you don't know if your computer is, if your computer came out past 2014, it's 64-bit. So you should not need to worry about that. So yeah, now let's move on to the Bedrock preview. So this is Minecraft preview 1.21.0.20. And this adds several things, mainly a lot of the features of the ominous trials from the Java snapshot that came the week before. I talked about that in my last new news episode. And this doesn't add all the features, but it has a lot more of them, including the ominous trials, ominous bottle, ominous trial key, ominous trial spawner, ominous vault, ominous events, the trial omen, the new mob effects, and... there's also some changes to the breeze. The trial spawners have some tweaks. Trial chambers have some tweaks. And changes to heavy core. They added the unique sounds for cobwebs. And then hardcore mode has been added as a Bedrock Edition toggle you can do. And it is it allows you to play hardcore mode. So hardcore mode is coming to Bedrock Edition. And there's an article that you could read if you want. I'm not going to read it because it doesn't really give any extra information that's not here. But they've also updated the player profile. And they actually turned it off in that preview because there's some they need to iron out some things. But I do like this new profile. It's using the new updated Bedrock Edition UI that they've been slowly working on rolling everything over to. And it looks really nice. You can see your friends, followers, achievements. You can look at stats. You can see your achievements, recently completed, recommended, next achievements, things like that. You can see stats, so you can actually see, you can see time played, blocks broken, mobs defeated, distance traveled, and I'm sure you can do more. Actually, it looks like you can't do more than that, but that's still a good amount. And then there's some accessibility changes, block changes, boat changes, a bit to the updated edit world screen, game tips, buttons, gameplay, marketplace, mobs, realms, accessibility features, stability and performance, user interface, some technical updates, some experimental technical updates, some change to the editor, and yeah, that's all we have for this preview. Next up is Minecraft 1.20.5 pre-release 1, and I was very excited when I saw this pre-release because Minecraft 1.20.5 has been in the works for over 4 months now, and so I'm really glad that it's finally getting to pre-release, and pre-release means we're going to see it in... my guess, the next 20 days, probably sooner than that, but max 20 days, probably get like 5 pre-releases, and they don't include as many features, mainly just bug fixes and some tweaks. But so in this, they did a little change to the trial chambers. They now are more consistently buried by terrain when found underground. They remade chamber 6 with variations and renamed it to assembly. They added a new trap dispenser style to chambers, fixed some broken jigsaw connections to the corridors, and they changed, they did a bit of tweaks to chamber eruption. Ominous trials, mobs that can wear equipment now often spawn with enchanted weapons and armor. Armor enchantments include protection 4, projectile protection 4, and fire protection 4, and weapon enchantments include sharpness 1, knockback 1, power 1, and punch 1. Mobs that wear equipment will no longer have a chance to drop their equipment on death, so... not an easy way to farm armor and weapons. Players are now chosen 50% of the time when an ominous trials chooses which entity to drop projectiles on top of, and projectiles now spawn more accurately above chosen entities. Weaving now more consistently spawns 2 to 3 cobwebs on death. Players are now affected by the movement buff through cobwebs, and they move through cobweb with 50% of their normal speed instead of 25. Infested now has a 10% chance to spawn 1 to 2 silverfish instead of 5. Silverfish will now spawn at the center of the entity's bounding box and fling out in the direction of the entity that the entity is facing. Because, you know, we need to make these harder. They were too easy. Oozing will now only spawn slimes in a given 5x5x5 area up to the max entity cramming count. They added an enchantment, Revaulting, unlock an ominous vault with an ominous trial key. They added some advancements, Isn't It Scute, get armadillo scutes from an armadillo using a brush. Snippet, remove wolf armor from a wolf using shears. Good as new, repair damage wolf armor using armadillo scutes. And the whole pack, tame one of each wolf variant. And if you don't know, there's originally an advancement like that called a complete catalog, which was for cats. And now there's one for wolves, the whole pack. They added support for Viasa language. Technical changes, the datapack version now 39. I'm not going to read these technical changes because there is a lot. And then there's also a lot of bug fixes. Again, I'm not going to read them. Now let's move on to Minecraft Preview 1.21.0.21. So they made some tweaks to the mace that that follow the original the changes that were made in a previous snapshot for Java. They did some mob effects, same thing. They added 5 new paintings that haven't appeared in Java yet. Baroque, Humble, Meditative, Prairie Ride, and Unpacked. And I like these new paintings. Some changes to trial spawners and trial chambers. They did some feature and bug fixes, including with the Education Edition toggle, which I've messed around with. It has some neat things. Chemistry items now appear in the creative inventory when education toggles on. I like that they did this because I've messed around with Education Edition. I had to go on the wiki and figure out how you make all the things when I just wanted to mess around with the exclusive blocks. I just wanted to mess around with the underwater torches, so I'm glad that they added that. And then hardcore mode now says spectate world now shows the spectate world option when playing in hardcore mode instead of respawn for parity with Java and to make it less confusing. some changes to mobs and gameplay and realms and accessibility features and user interface, some technical updates, experimental technical updates, some changes to the editor, and that's all the news we have. So I'm going to give my thoughts on this stuff. Poisonous Potato update, I think, is very funny, as usual with the Mojang stuff. I'll definitely be messing around with it. I haven't gotten the chance to touch on it. I just haven't thought about it. But I will try to get the chance to do that. Maybe initially for my podcast. Like, do that on my podcast, first time playing it. And by the way, if I do an episode on the Poisonous Potato update, it'll be in creative just so I can get to the things faster because I don't have the time. And it's hard to edit a podcast down where it still makes sense versus a video where you can see things. So I think that's a great snapshot. I will definitely be messing around with it at some point. With the Snapshot 24W14A, I mean, there's not really any changes. I don't care about the 64-bit operating system because I've been on a 64-bit operating system, I think, the entirety of the time that I've had a computer. Like, that's... I would not notice if I wasn't reading this. With the 1.21.0.20 preview, I mean, I like the new friend screen. I'm glad that all the changes are coming to Bedrock with the ominous stuff, even though, I mean, they're obviously going to come eventually. I like that hardcore mode is coming to Bedrock. I think it should have been there from the beginning, but I understand that there was a lot of bugs on Bedrock, and they also need to add spectator mode. So now that there's less bugs on Bedrock than there used to be, and there's hard, and they have spectator mode, they're able to add hardcore mode. With the pre-release, I'm just, honestly, the main thing I'm happy about with the pre-release, I'm just happy that they're bringing in a pre-release now so we can get access to this update soon. Then this will be just, like, the wolves and the armadillos and stuff, not all the trial chamber stuff. And then with the Bedrock Edition preview, 1.21.0.21, I mean, a real, really unique thing there is the paintings, which I like, and the EDU toggle, I really like that they did that. And yeah, that's all my thoughts. Now let's move on to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize them better. You can send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so send them in soon. You can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. And you can review me on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Leave a 5-star review. Not rating, review. That's the only way I can see your name. And I'll give you a shout-out. You can help out the show by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That helps out a ton. Not just on Apple Podcasts, but podcast apps that ping Apple Podcasts. It helps it pop up higher up in the rankings. And you can share this podcast with friends and family. That also helps. You can check my blog at podcastredstonelinked.blogspot.com. I probably won't put in the links for this episode, but I'm going to say that I will. And if I don't, you can nag me about it, and I'll do it, probably. You can join my server at redstonelinked.dns.net. Link support unspecified. The server just launched like a week ago as of the time of this recording. Less than a week ago, actually. And about a week ago when this episode should be coming out. And I really enjoyed playing on it. I'll be playing on it every weekend around 6 p.m. Central Time. I'm not going to guarantee that I'll be on then, but if I see you're on and available, I'll hop on. And the sooner you join, the sooner you can get a claim. You can get a prefix that says first. And I'm pulling that from Minecraft Legends. Anyone, if you've played Minecraft Legends, you know about the first or whatever. I just thought that was a neat thing to add. So if you play within the next 3 to 4 weeks, it'll end. You're no longer, nobody's ever going to be able to get that prefix again a month after the server launched. So whenever that is, you will not be able to do it. So the sooner you join, the sooner you can get that prefix. And you'll also be able to get a claim closer to spawn. And you can check out my Flickr at flickr.com/wrestlingweekly. If you look at that, you could just see like things about my survival world that I've done. And that's all I have. So next episode will be a Let's Talk episode, probably. I have no clue what I'm going to do for that. Oh, if you have any ideas for things I should do for a Let's Talk episode, because I'm running out of ideas, do let me know. I have plenty of ideas for Let's Plays, but I need more ideas for Let's Talk. So if y'all have any ideas, do let me know. So yeah, I'll see you in the next episode.